This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, assalamualaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
And kia ora everyone, welcome back to Global Kids with Khaled. Today I feel very lucky because my guest is someone very special. He's the High Commissioner of Pakistan, Mr. Faisal. That means he represents Pakistan here in New Zealand, building friendships between the two countries and supporting our community. It feels really exciting to have him on the show today, and I can't wait to learn more about him, not just about his work, but also about his life, his favorite things, and maybe even some fun secrets too. Thank you so much for joining me for the show today, Faisal Uncle, and a very warm welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to have you here. Let's get started with our first segment. Around the World with Khaled. Faisal Uncle, Pakistan is such a big and beautiful country. I always wonder what it's like growing up there. Can you share a little bit about your childhood?
Well, you know, that was a long time ago, but this was last century, but it was a wonderful time growing up. You know, when I was growing up, there were no phones, there was very little television, and life was much, much simpler. There were no video games also. The video game had just been invented, and so there were a few versions, but not many. And so we spent our childhood playing, you know, physical games outside, outdoors, doing a lot of group activity and having lots of friendships and, you know, having lots of fun out on the sports field and playing games such as hide and seek. I'm sure you have played that, haven't you?
Yeah.
And basically, it was a simpler time.
Yes, I think that's wonderful, having more children playing outside, because it's you know it's better for your health and you shouldn't watch screen. So I think it was still a good time, and simpler things are better, because children even get like into screens and things. But it's good that you played outside with other people and playing some outdoor games. When I think of Pakistan, I think of yummy food and busy markets. What's your favorite childhood memory from Pakistan?
Oh, there's so many. I don't think I have one favorite childhood memory, but it's just one, playing with friends. Two, doing creative stuff like acting in plays. I remember I used to do that as a kid. Lots of activities with my mom. My mother was a big support in my life growing up, and we used to do a lot of things with her. So I just can't zero in on one favorite moment, but there were many. There were many memorable moments.
Yep, I think lots of people feel that way too. But I think that if it's like that, your childhood should be a very good one. Because you always like, you don't have to be into screen. You do good things, creative things. And that's really good. So I think your childhood was a really great one. And I wish mine could be like that. But since there's more screens and more games, like addicting games, I think it's going to be a little bit different. But still, it was a great childhood.
Oh,
now that did you have anything to say?
No, keep going, please.
Now that you've been living in New Zealand for a while, what's something about New Zealand that feels really special to you?
Well, New Zealand is a wonderful place. It's got, I think, the most special thing about New Zealand, I think there are two things. One thing is that New Zealand is full of people who are very kind, who are very caring for each other, and who don't really care whether you are, what is the color of your skin, where you come from, or what are your beliefs. They, New Zealand thinks that everyone should be equal. And I think that's amazing about New Zealand. And then, you know, New Zealand has an environment where you, where New Zealanders take very good care of the environment. They keep the environment clean, and they make sure that the trees are not destroyed, that the environment is not destroyed, the air is not polluted. And I think that's another great thing about this country.
That was wonderful explanation. I think I would think the same too. I think everybody would think the same. People are so kind.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. And since lots of kids listen to this show, what's one cool thing about Pakistani culture culture you would love for them to know?
Well, the cool thing about Pakistani culture is that you always feel well, there is amazing food in Pakistan. I don't know how much. I'm sure your mom cooks you some Pakistani dishes, but yeah. Pakistani cuisine is like totally, totally awesome. And that's one great thing about Pakistani culture. If people haven't had Pakistani mangoes, they are missing a lot of good, a very yummy treat, right? And then another great thing about Pakistani culture is the relationships and the friendships and the family and the extended family, all your aunts and uncles and everyone, your cousins, and, you know, that kind of very big community which you're part of, that's very specific to Pakistan, and it's very special about Pakistan.
Yep. I think you are making this show really good because you're talking about all the different things that are different, like from different countries. And I think it's kind of sad that mangoes don't really come here often in New Zealand. So, yeah, that was a great explanation. That's so lovely. Thank you, Faisal Uncle. I really enjoyed hearing those stories. It's now time for my favorite part of the show. Up next is Khurid's Kids Corner. All right, Faisal Uncle, in this segment, we play some silly games, and I'm sure you'll enjoy first. First, let's do Would You Rather questions. Ready? Would you rather travel back to your school days in Pakistan or travel into the future to see Pakistan 100 years from now?
Oh, that's a very difficult one, because although I loved my school days, I would love to also see Pakistan, how it will shape up 100 years from now, because Pakistan has a lot of great people, kids like you, and lots of great potential. So I think I'd go by, you know, traveling to the future to see how future would look like.
Yeah, because you've went past that part, and sometimes you have to choose the future. Well, that's a great answer. Okay. Would you rather have a magic backpack that gives you anything you ask for, or a magic door that takes you anywhere you want to go, like a teleporting door?
Well, I do have, I think I would like a magic backpack that will give me, you know, some basic wishes I have. Like, I wish for there to be peace in the world, for everyone to be happy and healthy, and for everyone to get along. So I'd like a backpack that makes that possible.
That's a great choice. And I think most of people around the world would choose that too. Would you rather never need to sleep or never need to eat?
Oh, you know, as human beings, we need to eat and also sleep. And if you miss
Hard
any
choice.
Of them,
yeah,
you would fall. You would not be a very healthy person. So I think I would recommend that you have your food and you have your sleep, and not avoid, you know, not wish for not having sleep or not having food.
That's a good choice because you don't have to choose any of those. These are really bad things for your health. So I think lots of people would choose that too. And it's good that you chose that.
Thank you.
Amazing. I loved your answers. Now, this is a quick word game. I'll say a word, and you tell me the first word that pops into your head. No thinking aloud. Friendship.
Friendship. Many, many friendships.
Cricket.
Pakistan.
Rain.
Rain. Wellington.
Dunedin.
Dunedin. Friendly people.
Family.
Family. Love.
I was thinking the same thing. Biryani.
Yummy.
Eid.
Oh, Eid is happiness.
These were great answers. Now, this is the tongue twister challenge. Okay, Faisal Uncle, let's see if you can handle this one. You've got to say it 3 times really fast. I don't think if I can say it. Pakistani parrot picked perfect peppers in Peshawar.
Let me try. Pakistani parrot picked perfect peppers in Peshawar.
Yes, correct, but you have to do it 2 more times.
Okay, Pakistani parrot picked perfect peppers in Peshawar. Pakistani parrot picked perfect peppers in Peshawar.
That was so good. And sorry, I said it wrong. I always get it wrong, but don't mind that. But I think it will be me. I even though I'm not looking, I'd still do it really bad. Like, I couldn't get that one. Now let's slow down a little and talk about the big things that matter. Up next is... Let's Talk Life. Okay, let's start with our questions. What's one thing that always makes you feel peaceful, no matter what?
What makes me feel peaceful is, I guess, remembering Allah Mia, remembering God. Always makes me feel peaceful and calm and reassured.
Oh, that was a great answer. What's the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
The most important lesson is never give up. Always keep trying. Always try, give it your best. And then you will see good results.
Oh, in my school they teach that too. And that's a really good answer. Because it's always like it's for everything. Because everything you do, you still can't give up. Because you always have to believe yourself in it. That was a good answer. What do you think makes a community feel like a family?
When you give other people the same respect that you expect from them, then the community turns into a family. If you give people respect, if you respect their views, if you respect their efforts, then people will give you back that respect.
Yeah, this is you're giving such good answers. I can't believe it. I didn't think anyone could do that. That was a great example. And yeah, I think the same too. Because all you gotta do is just respect other people how you feel like. You know, like how you want to be respected. Yeah, that was a great answer. And I was thinking the same exact thing. What advice would you give to kids who want to achieve something big, like starting a project or following a dream?
Well, believe in yourselves, never give up, and avoid too much of screen time. This is my advice. 3 things.
Oh, yeah. Parents would say that. But I think kids would, like, not agree to no screen. Because they're always into screen. And, well, since I'm going to be a good person, I'll say, like, I'll agree with you. Because... It's just like, you know, you just get too much screen and, you know, eyes can be bad and it's not good for children. If you could share one message with all the children listening today, what would it be?
Well, listen to your parents and work hard and play hard and always believe in yourselves.
Great answers. Thank you so much for those beautiful words. I know all of us listening would remember them. Okay, that's it for today's episode of Global Kids with Kidded. A huge thank you to Faisal Uncle, the High Commissioner of Pakistan in New Zealand, for joining me today and sharing such wonderful stories, fun answers, and wise advice.
Thank you, Beta, for having me. You asked such great questions. I had really a lot of fun being on your show and answering your questions.
It was super wonderful having you here. And I think this is one of the best ones I've done. And to all our listeners, remember, even the smallest voices can carry kindness across the world. Keep smiling, keep learning, and keep dreaming big. Until next time, kia ora and ala hafiz.
Kia ora and ala hafiz.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Khirid signing off. Kia ora, ala hafiz, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.